Well, medevac ambulance and Atlantic Fire and Rescue personnel were called to the scene of a two-vehicle accident this morning west of town just before 7 a.m. According to dispatch reports, a truck rear-ended a semi near Schildberg Construction on West Highway 6 near 22nd Street. It's unclear at the moment if there were any injuries. Both vehicles were still on the traveled portion of the road as of 7 a.m., so again, expect some road delays in that area. Again, Highway 6 and 22nd Street here in Atlantic with emergency crews currently on the scene. Elsewhere in local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening will be hearing from a representative of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, with regard to a below-ground contaminated site in Atlantic. During their 5:30 meeting, the council will hear from Susan Fisher, who also made a presentation to the Atlantic Municipal Utilities, or AMU, Board of Trustees during their meeting on September 22nd. AMU General Manager Steve Chepke says the EPA is conducting a removal assessment of a site in Atlantic contaminated with tetrachloroethylene, PCE. PCE is a manufactured chemical typically used in dry cleaning solvents. The source of the contamination is believed to be the former Norge dry cleaners facility near the area of 1205 East 7th Street. Based on historical data, the building that housed the former dry cleaners was demolished sometime after 1982. PCE was originally detected in 1980. The EPA is currently reassessing the area to ensure that contamination levels at the site are protective of human health and the environment. AMU has operated and maintained an interceptor well since 1980 to keep the resulting underground plume migrating from the contamination site from impacting the municipal water supply well field. Chepke says AMU continues to perform regular testing to monitor the public drinking water supply wells to ensure that drinking water does not become contaminated with PCE. He says also AMU is working closely with the EPA and Iowa Department of Natural Resources as they continue their assessment to encourage cleanup efforts for the site. Environmental officials say a pipe company must pay $950,000 for air and water violations at its former Council Bluffs facility. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Region 7 office says Griffin Pipe Products must pay the civil penalty after multiple violations. The company is accused of illegally discharging untreated processed wastewater to the City of Council Bluffs wastewater collection system between 2007 and 2008. It also is accused of violating its stormwater permit in 2011. The EPA says that the company also discharged zinc, lead, copper, and other pollutants in violation of its permit levels. Griffin Pipe Products ceased production at the Council Bluffs facility, and it says it is now in compliance with the Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. A group of Iowa veterans were preparing Monday to fly to the nation's capital from central Iowa today on an honor flight. The chairman of the Central Iowa and Western Iowa Honor Flight Organization, Jeff Ballinger, says the plane taking 395 World War II and Korean War veterans to visit their respective memorials in Washington, D.C., was scheduled to have taken off from Des Moines at 6:30 this morning. And they, in fact, have done so. The veterans checked in yesterday in Des Moines before boarding buses for a trip through Des Moines to Prairie Meadows and Altoona for dinner. Ballinger says they anticipated having around 950 people at the pre-flight dinner, as the veterans were each able to bring someone with them. There are also two guardians who take care of the veterans. Many World War II veterans have already taken an honor flight from the area, and Ballinger says that this flight catches up on those who couldn't make past flights.
The folks that are going on this trip, World War II, what they're telling us is they were scheduled to go on one of our earlier flights. Mainly for health reasons, they just weren't able to make that particular date. One interesting tidbit, we do have a World War II veteran who's 101 years old who's going on the flight with us.
He says their goal for each flight is simple.
Really try and want to make sure every flight we can get out there and get back as safely as possible. And the veterans really have an enjoyable day in D.C.
He says with this flight, they will have taken nearly 3,000 World War II and Korean veterans to Washington and raised just under $3 million. Ballinger says the sponsorships of Hy-Vee, Casey's, Polk County, Knapp Properties, and the Rasmussen Group all made the trip possible. In our funeral announcements, Thurlow Harrison Forsman, age 76 of Coon Rapids and formerly of Bayard, died Thursday. Funeral services for Thurlow Forsman will be today at 10 o'clock at the Guthrie Center Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Mary Ann Bloom, age 84 of Harlan, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ann Bloom will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lillian Mae Kincannon, age 88, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lillian Kincannon will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Floyd Wesley Rhodes, age 85, of Lee's Summit, Missouri, and formerly of Avoca, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Floyd Rhodes will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Frances Klein, age 92, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mrs. Frances Klein will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Lori Christine Anderson, age 64, of Minden, died Thursday. Funeral services for Lori Anderson will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. And James Leon Whalert, Sr., age 65, of Dexter, died Saturday at the VA hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for James Whalert, Sr. will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Calvary Assembly of God Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.